Our 10-minute speaker is Gary M. from San Diego.
I'm an alcoholic. My name is Gary. Where'd Larry go? Larry, thanks for asking me to speak. It's an honor. I get to talk about two of my favorite topics, Alcoholics Anonymous and myself. Surprisingly, Alcoholics Anonymous is my favorite topic. It's ahead of myself, and that's a surprise. But, I'm going to get sober pretty quick in this because I got 10 minutes. I was 37-year-old boy, and I ran to my mom's house because I was homeless and unemployed. And I lied to her, and I told her I was sober, and she let me in her house, and I was sleeping on the couch, and then I didn't show up all night, and I came home when she was at work, and then I left all night the next night, and I came home when she was at work and was gone when she got home, and she changed the locks. She changed the damn locks, man. And, you know, it was the first time that she had said no to me. It was the first time that she kicked me out. And I have this disease that makes me think it's okay to threaten her. You know, when I'm in my addiction, and I threatened her and called her names. But it was exactly what I needed, you know. And I was beat. It was a couple days later, and I was in El Cajon, and I was laying on this concrete slab, and I just said, God help me, you know. I said, God help me. And I had been here before. Most of you know that I've been around these rooms for a while, and let me go back a little. My sobriety date is February 14th, 2014. My sponsor is Phil C., and my home group is Claremont Men's on Thursday night. Happy birthday, Timo, Selena, and my great, great sponsor, Frank. Happy birthday. He's a member. His home group's the same as mine. And so I said, God help me, you know, and the obsession was removed. I knew where I needed to go, you know, and I got busy, and I didn't have a vehicle. I had a 20-inch BMX bike, and I rode that bike everywhere to meetings. I rode, you know, some days I would ride it 30 miles to three different meetings because I wasn't working. My mom let me back in the house. She said, you need to look for work, get on a list to go in somewhere, and go to meetings, and that's what I did. My friend Tom, he helped me get into the Freedom Ranch a little quicker than the list was like a three-month waiting list, and he got me in about a month. And man, that place changed my life. I got busy helping guys the new younger guys that had never taken the steps before. I was taking them through the first three steps, getting them ready to take the fourth step with Big Book Rich, and you know, I love that place. Every Wednesday night, there's an alumni speaker that comes and speaks to the guys there. And it's usually one guy in a car and just comes up and tells his story. I think Jason came up one of the weeks I was there. I wasn't there that long. But one night, this night changed my life. Rob S. shows up with a caravan, like four different cars full of people, you know. And I'm like, "What the hell's going on?" You know. And they showed up hugging and smiling, and man, I wanted what he had, you know. I was so attracted to that. And It was a crazy meeting. There was a drunk guy in the back that started a fight, and like people were like, "We gotta close down the meeting." And Rob was like, "Hell no! I came out here to speak, and I'm gonna tell my story." And, man, we were just so excited and pumped up. And after the meeting, I went up and I got Rob's number. And I got his number, or he gave me his card. And he's like, when you get out of here, well, you know, I'm in the downtown posse, man. We go to a lot of meetings downtown. And he's like, you just mob around with me and we'll do this thing. And so, you know, but I'm a little slow to learn, you know. I ended up getting kicked out. After being there, like, not even 2 months, man, I got kicked out. Getting in an argument with a buddy of mine. But I knew what I needed to do, you know. Like, I called my mom. I was upset, and I was crying. And dude, like, I was so upset, dude, because I wanted this thing more than anything. I wanted to be sober, man. And I messed up, and I called my mom, and told her what happened, and she said, she was at work, and she said, I got to call you back. Like, she just got off the phone real quick. And then she called me back, and she said, well, you didn't fuck up. Because my MO is disappear. I'll disappear for 3 months. And she's all, you just had a little slip. You called me right away, and she let me back in the house, and she said, you're going to start looking for work, and you're going to go to meetings. And that's what I did. I didn't have a license for the first 18 months of my sobriety. So I was riding that bike around everywhere, man. So my first commitment was here. I had the setup commitment for 8 months here. And the first week I got my commitment. Oh, and by the way, I didn't call Rob. I was thinking about myself, you know. So I didn't see him. But my first week had my commitment here. Who was the main speaker? It was Rob S. And I was so excited, man, and I went up to him after the meeting, and I asked for his number, and I took a card out of my wallet, and I went to write down his number, and he's all, fool, that's my card in your hand. is it five? I got three left? Damn. So, yeah. Well, I was sober, right? So... Well, that dude, God puts people in my life, man, for a reason, and Rob has changed my life, I think, more than anybody since I got sober, and he showed me what to do, man, and I went to the Salvation Army, and I was sponsoring guys, and probably 95% of the guys I sponsor aren't sober today, but I'm sober, you know. And we were talking last night about it, man. If the success of my sponsees had anything to do with my sobriety, I would be fucked up right now. But it has nothing to do with it, man. My job is to reach my hand out to anybody that wants help. And that's what I do. And so 6 months ago, I almost lost my son. I have an 18-month baby, and I picked him up from his mom's, and he was screaming, and I had to take him to the hospital. And he screamed. It was the worst night of my life. He screamed in my arms for 12 straight hours, and they found out he had meth, and he almost died of an overdose. And I wanted to kill somebody, you know. I wanted to find that person and kill somebody. But I prayed. I had the support of my sponsor, and my family is AA. And he's a beautiful baby. He's healthy. He's perfect. And if it wasn't for Alcoholics Anonymous, I wouldn't have been able to get through it. And I left the hospital, and I got temporary custody awarded right then. And I had to do so much stuff to get full legal custody. Like, I had to jump through so many hoops and go to court 3 separate times to get full legal custody. But I could do that, you know. And it's nice being in the courtroom as not the defendant, you know. I'm so used to that. But If it wasn't for Alcoholics Anonymous, I wouldn't have been able to do any of that. And I'm there for my son. And that's why a lot of you haven't seen me around in that many meetings. I go to 2 to 3 meetings a week because I have my boy all the time, you know. But I talk to Alcoholics every day. A lot of you know I'm a texter, and I be texting all you fools. And I haven't been texting as much. I know, sorry, Tom. Tom hit me up the other day, and he's like, dude, what's up, man? I used to get a text from you every day. And I've been slipping, you know, but I rotate now, you know. And I hope somebody in this room gets what I got from when Rob spoke, because it changed my life. And if you're new, just get a sponsor and take the steps, man. It's the only thing that's ever worked for me, ever. And it works so good that people leave, and I'm not going to leave. That's my seat. Thank you.